JW Mobile.
Ford DJW in 0GR. Good afternoon, Dave.
You having a good day so far?
I've been out trying to find out what kind of a varmint was getting into the chicken pen. Well, he never got in. I thought he had a big tunnel back under it, and Bernice and I kind of shoveled the dirt out, and he didn't go nowhere, or anywhere. So I don't know what it was, but there's something that trips the mouse traps every night, or the rat trap, and the varmint eats the peanut butter off of it and just goes on his merry way. So I don't know what it is, Dave. But we did that, and we fed the chickens and watered the chickens and then went in and, Bernice raked up a whole bunch of acorns. Boy, those things are a pain in the butt. We got millions of acorns out there.
Digging tunnels under my yard, too. I got two mole traps to put out. So far, I haven't caught anything yet, but you can't tell when you're walking the dogs. The earth under your feet gets really soft and sinks in a little bit, and then I try to follow it by collapsing it in with my feet. But instead, I got a couple of traps. I'm going to try to trap them. But it's a pain. They make little tunnels all over the place. And acorns, I got tons and tons of acorns. I know I have to clean them up in the driveway and blow them off to the backyard and then blow them off to the backyard into the woods to get rid of them. They are a nuisance. There's just millions of them.
You know, when you get my age and Bernice's age, you're younger than us, but you can slip on those things when we have pavers around the chicken pen, and they just cover those pavers every day and in front of the tin barn. But N4IQ one time had voles, Victor, V-O-L-E-S, and I think they're about the same as a mole. I don't know the difference. Maybe you got either one. I had a friend at work years and years ago, and he was a fanatic on it, and he figured out... N0TR. He figured out that every afternoon they dug at the same time, and so he'd watch for it, and they feel your vibrations and they'll just disappear in seconds, but he knew about where their tunnels went to, and he'd take a sharpshooter and he'd stab it in the ground behind where the dirt was coming up out of the ground, because he said it just spurts up. And he said he'd just take a shovel there, and when he'd pick up the shovel, he'd throw the mole out in the yard, and then he'd whack him with the shovel. Now, that'd take dedication.
Work. But they are pretty aggravating. But the traps that I've got, they just... You straddle the mole's tunnel with it, and it's got a little lever that when the mole sees it, the dirt caving in, he pushes his head up, and that little trigger makes the claws collapse in on the tunnel, and no more mole. So far, it hadn't worked yet, and I've been out there about a week. And I got them in the front yard and in the backyard, so I don't know if I got one that's going from the front to the back. But the YouTube videos I saw show that most of the time it's just one that's doing all that. But anyway, I'm going to keep trying to get it. I'm up here at the car wash. I got to take my antenna off and get to the car wash, so I'm going to be off for just a little bit. But if you're still there when I get out the other side, I'll call you back. N0TR, W4DJW.
Yeah, I have to do that, too, when I go through there with the Avalon. Well, we're headed to Walmart in Greer, and so, not quite to Wade Hampton yet, so... Catch you down the line, Dave. W4DJW N0TR clear.